Yo, yo, y'all. Welcome to the Tim Hawkins Podcast. Now, this would be the second installment of the show. And once again, I'm joined by my wife, Heather, and my daughter, Libby. And she once again has brought along her complete gem of a hubby, Mr. Luke. Everyone loves Luke. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about tattoos, good and bad. We're going to talk about how churches and pot dispensaries can have similar names. And we'll talk about crying styles. And then we'll get into the wild, wacky world of the modern country music guitar solo. Okay? The good, the bad, and the Brad Paisley. So fasten your earbuds and turn those snapback caps around backwards and hold on tight. This is the Tim Hawkins Podcast. Here we are, maskless.
Maskless?
Maskless. No masks.
I got a new band name, call it.
Maskless?
And man, that didn't roll up the tongue very well.
Maskless.
Maskless.
It's hard.
I like it.
What's going on there?
Hey, hon. I'm maskless.
Maskless. Like Rex Kirby.
You have your masks on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
It is loud.
Can everybody hear? It's loud.
Do you?
No.
This is
that's loud.
Why is that?
That is loud.
Because it picks up sound, mother.
You need to wait for a loud moment where you can open. Are those dark chocolate covered?
Chocolate covered.
No, these are for my birthday, so I will give you 3 each.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, you don't want any?
Not if it's numbered.
How do you guys eat the chocolate covered almond?
With my
teeth.
Do you eat the whole thing like a serial killer, or do you?
Ooh, like I got a 6 serial of them. Killer.
Wait, how do you bite them
what
in
are
half?
You talking
I take
about?
The chocolate off first.
What's a serial killer?
And then I'll like take a nigga of both.
Are you like a woman or something?
No, that's delicious.
Have you checked
not
lately?
A woman.
Have you checked recently?
Are these Trader Joe's? Because if they are, I'm spitting them out.
They are.
Yeah,
spit it out.
Trader Joe's is the land of the.
Losers?
Psychos.
No, it's the land of the helpers. They are here to help us be better people.
They're saving us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should thank
them.
If
we didn't have them, what would we do?
I should thank Trader Joe's for making people wait outside in 2-degree weather.
Hey,
in a line. Yeah.
They're just trying to keep us safe. Okay?
I almost yelled out of my car window.
Don't be that person.
But it made me
it
be
almost
that person.
Made you be that person. Yeah, I've had moments of weakness like that.
Yeah?
And I'm just like, Liv, don't be that person. Don't lose your cool, man.
I'm telling you. That's
hard not to.
That was ridiculous. 5-degree weather.
Yep.
You were out
and
there?
And it felt like 3 below.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a movie? 2 below, 3 below?
8 below 0.
Thank you.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
They have really good mint cashew creamer.
I know. Dang it.
It's delicious.
And their Dunker cookies are the best, too.
They are.
Yeah.
They're literally amazing.
They have such good snackies.
Yeah, like that freezer aisle snacks.
Oh, darn you, Trader Joe's.
We gained like 20 pounds when we lived next to one, and we went there every day.
They have the best bread I've ever had.
That might help you.
We did walk there. That's the issue. We walked there, too.
Oh, so you walked there. That's good. And then you get a snack, and then you walk back. So it's
all... Yeah, we still gained weight.
Canceled out.
Yeah, we did.
I still think there's this evil, a dark... underbelly there.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
You remember the guy who was the
the
candy guy. It's like a candy guy. It's like a cage.
That's the scariest guy
that
in my life.
That is the scariest guy ever.
Oh yeah.
Someone just sent me a picture of him the other day and I can't remember why.
Who would do that?
And he had that
because
tongue,
it was like we're
freaked
out by something.
You know what's the grossest thing ever?
Why now that we're just starting you're barking?
Yell at him, Dad.
Why?
There's a ball.
He's that guy.
She smells.
Dad's
her,
losing it.
Tennis balls.
You know what the grossest thing ever that the boys have been sending me recently?
Oh, is gross.
I think I've shown you. It's like a foot, and then it's all, it's like little dots.
I know. You showed me that, and I got sick to my stomach,
out.
Too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's just cruel.
Did you see Spencer's
fake?
Finger?
Oh, it's so gross. No.
Spencer cut his finger today badly.
Spencer, did you see that? What is going on? Seriously.
Dad, she just wants you to throw the ball.
Get out. It's like we're just...
a good owner.
All day, no noise.
You can't own pets, Liv. They're people.
We do take two.
I didn't choose to own a pet. I was on you, man.
You loved them. You cried.
I
when
do
we brought them
okay,
in.
Now I'm thinking about that foot I thing. That foot it. Picture. Oh,
yeah, you gotta
it,
get
it
that
won't
out
get
of
out
mind.
Of your mind.
You gotta get it out.
I lost the game.
I lost the game.
So what was the grossing you're saying?
Dump
before
boy.
The dog started growling, you said.
We just talked about it.
I know the foot, but then there was something else.
I said that, Spencer's finger.
Oh yeah, Spencer, you saw that? Off. Yeah. So he sends a picture. It's just blood soaked multiple bounty. What are they? Bounty towels.
Paper towels.
Bouncy towels. Paper towels. So the bloody towels all in the sink. Yeah.
You know those are bounty.
The bounty towels.
What is it,
he sends me the pictures. Like, look at this, Dad. Look at the blood and the towels.
Those Viva towels. That paper towels.
We don't use paper Viva towels. We use bounty towels. They're the best. They're like three times the absorbency as any other towel.
They are the best.
Yeah, you put a Viva towel in front of me, you're wasting your time.
Paper towels.
Paper towels.
Put it in your pocket. Save it for later. Paper towels. Best friend, paper towels.
Save it for later. How many friends you got from paper towels?
Millions.
Millions. Millions of them.
Paper towels.
So you're talking to me. I told you to give me the story about the tattoo show.
Yeah. So Luke and I, we watched this show with our friends. What's it called? Tattoo Far or something?
Yeah. How far is Tattoo Far?
So it's these people that'll come on the show that are either like best friends but shouldn't be. Like they've had a falling out or like a fight. Or it's like a couple or whatever. And they will give each other tattoos that go along with like something that's like negative about them. So what was one of, I don't want to give away like the really bad ones.
Because there's not enough strife today.
Yeah,
that's
in the world. Well, so we got to make shows.
No, all these people leave not friends.
Yeah.
It all ends in fight.
Well, were they friends before they came?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, and then they're not friends.
Well, oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Weird. Like I will tell, should I tell the one?
Which one?
The leg one and the teeth one. It's not super appropriate, but it is disturbing.
Wait, the teeth?
And it is
yeah,
a
go
good story. So these one girls were like not friends and shouldn't have been friends. And the one girl always made fun of the other in high school because she would like chew on her nails. And so she got her a tattoo that was like jacked up teeth, like spiky teeth, and then like a finger.
They're
on
like,
her chest.
Yeah, like they're huge
for everybody
tattoos.
To see.
Okay. What? No one's forcing these people to do this. Why
Wait.
No, don't. I don't say
like
the other
fake
one.
Why?
Friends.
The other one's bad.
The other one's so bad. I can't not say it.
You can not.
The other one.
See, when somebody says that, I have to think about, okay, the double negative, okay. How does that mean?
The other one.
I can't not say it. So I can, yes, say it.
No.
So I can say
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm saying it. So the other one was a woman. Nope. That was the wrong way to start. The other one was she made fun of her because she like didn't take care of herself, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, like didn't shave and all that stuff.
I know some people like that.
So she put a tattoo of two braids going down the top of her leg to the bottom from like her inner eye. It was braids.
Wait, her inner leg?
Permanent.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like
it looked
like a
real hair
tattoo.
I'll bet you the background on this is they fake fight and it's made with permanent marker.
No, it's legit. It's
are
like
real.
It's
they're bloody.
Bloody.
And these girls
that would hurt too.
Fought like crazy. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's amazing. It's such
it
a good
is.
Show.
I have no idea how that show is even.
Isn't
exists.
It crazy how they can get people like their 15 seconds of fame or minutes of fame? Just
well,
like,
you think that's what it is? We'll
yeah,
get
well,
be on TV.
Yeah, you can be on TV.
Not worth it.
No.
Well,
there's so many bad ones. Each one you see, you're like shocked by.
We were watching, we watch trash TV, obviously.
We love trash TV.
What's it called? Extreme Cheapskates. Have you ever seen that?
Oh my. I love the title.
Okay, so it's basically these people that seem to have actually a lot of money. They're like middle class people,
yeah.
But they just choose to be extremely frivolous in their spending. So,
not frivolous.
Frivolous? What is frivolous?
Doesn't that mean like you excessively spend?
Say like Elmer Fudd.
Frivolous. It's frivolous.
No, they don't spend
frivolous spending.
So they don't spend any money. Basically, some of them, one of the guys like does mouthwash, swishes it around, and then puts it back in the mouthwash container.
He's like, it's antiseptic, so.
It kills all the bacteria itself. So when it sits in here, it'll replenish itself.
But then he'll have like a nice car. So
and
you're
a
like,
nice house.
Ah,
it doesn't make sense. He's like
this.
Fixing his chair like with duct tape.
Yeah.
It, like it's really bad. There was one that I watched and to save $15 a month on water, they wash their clothes in a pool. But they have a pool.
But they have and a dishwasher and a dryer.
Right. So they pick
like money. Sorry.
But washer, they pick like dryer. Random things to save money on because they have a pool.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, what would you but very what would you save money on like that, Tim?
Me, I don't, you know, I probably gas.
So how would you do that?
I saw on this thing, TV, these guys who are extreme gas savers and they can get like 60, you know,
do they just like fart
60
in a bottle?
Miles per gallon. Well, no, they don't fart in a bottle.
Larry Hanahan. It's
everything get short it? Of that.
Larry Hanahan does that.
Cause gas.
Is that dad's right. fake laugh?
Right. Now, what is my fake laugh?
Yeah, he goes, ah. Then I'm like, he doesn't actually think
kind of sounds
funny.
Like Joanne.
Yeah, but I'm amused. It doesn't mean I'm not amused, though, when I do know. That.
It's like well, more offensive. I'd rather you just like be silent.
Well, okay, what else would you rather me do? And then I'll just do all those things to make you happy.
No, okay. Number one, be silent.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
It'll fix everything. Shut up. It'll fix everything. No, but Larry Hanrahan does that where he does all the maneuvers to save gas.
Right. So
and he can tell you how to do it.
They were putting their car in neutral. Like anytime you go down a hill,
right. Yeah.
Right.
They would never try to stop at stop signs if they could avoid it. So basically think of, they would just go into their neighborhood at 60 miles an hour and just put it in neutral and just try to coast all the way home, which is extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Extremely dangerous.
Worth it though.
But I like that feature on my car because it has it's hybrid and it has the this is exactly how much gas mileage you're getting right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, it's like a game.
Yeah.
Hey, shouldn't those people just like drive horse and buggy or something?
What's that?
They care that much. Just the like Amish. get a horsey and get a little carriage.
No. That's how they do it. Sorry.
I think it's more strategizing and probably fun. It's like a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't know.
What would you save?
What would I save?
Like,
well,
try to save.
I've had a stupid thought. Often when dad feeds the dogs, he leaves like lots of leftover parts. So I was thinking I should start and seeing how much that is by the end of the week. I bet it would fill a bowl.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, it's like the coupon
people. It's not necessary,
people.
But
it's like
it's
the coupon
thought.
People. They're just, oh, we've saved thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you
spent $5,000 on
how many
paper
hours
towels?
Have you worked?
Well,
yeah.
That's not
that.
The dog food thing is nothing like that. It's just like the scraps that you pour down the sink.
Yeah. Normally. Well, I guess what I need to do is take a picture of those scraps and let you guys be the judge of if it's wasted.
No, I'm
or
just
not.
Saying it would accumulate. It would definitely accumulate.
Fight.
Oh, it
fight,
would accumulate.
Fight,
it,
fight.
No, it would accumulate.
I haven't said much about it. You just asked me a question.
No, that's.
Yeah, Dad, you just asked her a question. Why you ought to get all defensive?
Because I want her to be kind of like you do to me. I like to control and manipulate. Because that's what Jesus wants to do, right? I guess. Is that what the church you go to teaches?
You think that's what Jesus wants to do?
Well, maybe I try to think, what would Olivia not do and do that? And then it's like lines up with Jesus.
Oh, that's weird. That does not line up with what the word says at all, because it's what would Jesus do, not what would Olivia not do.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Unless
is
you
it
think
fun?
I'm Satan, do you think your own daughter's Satan? Which means that you're Satan, because I would be the spawn of Satan.
I was just going to ask you, is it fun making up your own faith?
Oh, is it fun burning in hell all the time?
I don't know. Maybe we should all deconstruct our faith like you do.
Maybe that's why you're always so sweaty, because you're just so tired of being in hell 24/7.
Great. Okay. Jesus judges like that too, I guess. Maybe.
It's a bad theology.
So you're saying I'm Jesus?
Okay. I feel like you're winning this right now. And I don't like it.
Why don't you try to control it then?
I feel like
almighty,
you're beating me on the
judgy.
Oh, no. Congratulations on beating me on judgmental. Being judgmental, I think.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever beaten you, so thank you. I really take this compliment.
I guess you're a master now, so okay.
It's like those Psalm 23 videos when they're like doing the old movies of Jesus.
Oh,
I saw you smoking a cigarette.
Because I'm Jesus.
I'm Jesus.
And you?
Use my name in vain.
I like it when you say
Can
my
you
name.
Can you find that?
I like when you say my name, but not when you stub your toe. Oh, what was that called, honey? You remember that?
Let's do Psalms 23. I don't know if you call it a parody on that Jesus movie. Or the movie's really old. It
Psalm
looks like
23?
It's from this, like, 60s or something.
Is it Psalm or Psalms?
Psalms.
P.S.
P.S.A.L.M.S.
Drank a little bit too much last night.
I typed
you?
In Psalms 23, Jesus funny. I don't know if it's going to come up.
It'll probably pull up.
Oh,
it's like
man.
Jesus.
There's Todd White.
Parody.
Do like a
Todd's looking a little
voiceover.
Puffy.
That's rude.
What? Well, that's probably old.
Why would you say that?
He looks good.
3 weeks ago? Okay.
What if I said that about
maybe
you?
Maybe he's lost weight since then. Oh, I'm very puffy. I'm very puffy.
It was posted 3 weeks ago.
It's posted. It's posted 3 weeks ago.
It always means it was.
You know, I wrote down an observation. I think, I don't forget what we were talking about, that a lot of pot shops and churches, sometimes they have the same names.
Or they have similar ideas.
Like yeah. Similar, like on high.
Growing in grass.
Ascend.
Growing in grass.
Ascend.
Wow.
Ascend, that's what we saw. Growing in what? Growing in grass. Growing in
just forget grass. It.
The garden.
It's our last name.
Oh, geez.
Upper room.
No way.
Like uppers.
Is that a weed
the upper
store?
Room.
Is that a weed store?
Well.
No.
You would
be.
Know.
It could be. Elevate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mosaic. How about the branch?
The vine.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ignite. I just think it could be. It could be that. Because how we're talking about because our three.
Life flight. That's
awesome. What's that?
Life flight.
Life flight.
That's pretty good.
Is it a church? Is it a pot shop? You decide. Yes. You decide.
That'd be a fun game.
Because we were talking about this week. We were like, Heather and I were like, somebody's asked us where to go to church. We go to church. Mm-hmm. We go to life. life, faith, and grace.
I know. That's hilarious. That those are the three churches we go to with just one name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, explain that to us. You guys go to three churches. How does that work?
Well, one is small, one is big, and the other one is kind of...
Also big.
It's like the Three Little Bears of churches. It's like just right.
Porridge.
One is too big, one is too small.
So what you're saying is you just use church to fit your own needs, not to serve?
I don't know. Maybe it was... I guess I need a stopwatch because you really go to the judgment quickly and you go to the hate.
Oh, so that's you need fine. A stopwatch for that? You can't count a few seconds if I obviously go to it quickly?
Maybe I do. Maybe okay. Maybe like the fourth commandment, you should maybe read it. I don't know.
What is it?
I mean, honor your father and mother, I guess.
Is that the fourth
I'm
one?
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Is that the fourth one?
Is it?
No, I don't think it is. It
definitely no.
I think that's the third one.
It's Luke, not.
Which one is it?
I'm pretty sure
I think
sure
it is.
Is.
I think it might be the fourth.
It is. It's the first one with a promise, too.
Well, I'll remember that when I do my nightly Bible reading, unlike you.
Well, I know you're my father and mother, and maybe they won't hate you so much because you deserve it.
Oh, wow. That's funny that you would hate your own daughter. That doesn't seem very loving to me, does it?
It's just easy. It's almost like an old shoe that
I'm pretty
just
sure
fits.
We're called to be above the natural crown. So
called
if
by
it's
who?
Easy to,
called by who? Who are you calling? Who's calling you these
the
days?
The Lord.
Oh, the Lord now. Oh, that's good. The Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought it was the Lord you.
Sometime.
I thought it was the Lord you.
No, pretty sure it's not, but maybe next time.
You sounded like,
maybe
you
next
sounded,
time.
You sounded like, what's yes. it? On,
I don't know.
S Creek.
Maybe next time.
David.
Oh, David.
David. I recommend the
we don't watch that show.
No. But there's a lot of trends in church names. A lot. The point is where the point
there's
cross
a lot of points
point
and arrows.
Cross
and
point.
The crossing.
The point. The crossing. CrossFit. Cross point.
But how do you come up with a good church name? Because
that's
I've thought
question.
About
have
that.
Have I told like, you guys about the I one I went to? I did a show at years ago, and it's called 12 Stone Church. It's called 12 Stone. Which is what it is.
It is.
And
they
were wonderful people, and they have an amazing, it was their new building, right?
Yeah.
And they got a new building. It was spectacular, beautiful. And
sure it
their
was.
Logo looked like
a weed plant.
A dog pile. It looked like a turd pile.
What was it, though?
It was. I'll show you.
I mean,
I'll
what was it supposed to be?
Just 12 stones, like you're building an altar.
So the stones are on top of each other, and that made it look like that?
Yeah, I'll show it to you here in just a second.
No, I was actually thinking about this the other day, because it's like...
Here it is. You can see it up there.
Oh bummer. Everyone look that up, please. 12 stone church.
Oh, but then when you see it up close, it's good.
Where's the church located?
Yeah. It's in, I think it's in Georgia.
Yeah, look that up. Georgia, 12 stone church.
The number.
Such a bummer.
The actual
great
number, not the...
Great people.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, written out. And like there's a line of like really corny, but then like cool. Cause like Beth was like, whoa, like that's cool. But then it's like Matthias Lott is like kind of cool.
But then but that's always like, sound like Children of the Corn to me.
What did?
Matthias Lott.
Why? What do you mean?
Like Salem's Lot. You ever see that movie back in the 70s? Horror movie?
To something.
Like do people just pull random words out of the Bible and are just like.
I think so. There's probably.
Well,
there's
Drew.
Pelamine machine. Because also people go, they have these branding companies mm-hmm. that Justin Johnson, my friend, used to work with. Mm-hmm. He would rebrand churches where they wouldn't be the First Baptist Church of Arnold.
They'd be the second.
They turn into Levitate, you know.
Yeah.
Alleviate. What's the church down here called? It's like the Eighth Church of the Scientists.
Because
it's not like a regular Scientology or Church of Science. It's a different
one.
Kind.
Right. There's only eight of them.
And I never heard of that kind of science.
But I'm sure there's a whole rubric or whole system of how people get rebranded.
I was driving down old 94 and you see the old shops or random hole in the wall places that are discount carpets and tiles. And that's
wiggly.
The title of their name. Yeah, they wrote on there in they went to the bank. They're like, okay, what do you want it to be called? Discount carpet and tiles. It's like, that's all you got. That's all you came up with.
We're hitting the big ones there. We're hitting all the, checking all the boxes.
Right.
Well,
they know what
they're
doing.
There you go. And some, if they're good, they're good.
And after all these years, it probably works good per the internet because the simpler you make it for a Google search, the easier.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
AAA.
Because what were some of the names you had in the beginning? The first one I think was Just Funny.
Yep.
But then nobody knew your name or they didn't know you.
Mm-hmm. Your name was Funny?
Just.
No, it was
called And it wasn't even, we didn't name a company or anything.
Yeah, it was just a little ditty.
Oh, gotcha.
We had Letterhead and
Tim Tunafish.
And we actually had cards back then.
Yeah. Because
we didn't have the internet.
We had cards and we had a booklet. It was a folder that we would send out to people and had a little headshot on there and a little, what we thought was incredible graphics. I wish you could see it. It's really,
I thought it was interesting. Why don't we? My dad
I think we might. We might have some of that stuff too.
And then what did you have?
Then I remember doing the VHS demo that we did at Vista Ridge.
I was thinking the name. So you had the Tuna Fish Productions, I think. Was that a name?
I don't remember. I don't remember. It seems a long time ago.
I
never had MySpace.
But now it's great because then you had people advise you.
I don't remember.
You had people advise you well.
Well, my company name, I just don't remember. I don't remember no more. It's such bummer.
This slip your mind. I slip my mind.
Big bummer. I don't remember no more.
That went really south.
Is that how I sound?
Yes.
Do you guys have voices
she's
for one another?
Imitation.
Did you do that
for
with Luke? Yeah. What's Luke's voice?
What are you doing today? Are you going to work for 12 hours like I want you to? No? Okay.
12 hours. Is
that? Oh, if you want to, you can make me big dinner.
Oh my God. Oh, he's an ape.
I mean, just if you want to. You don't have to, but if you want to.
Wow.
Tell me McDonald.
Okay. Luke, what's her voice?
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't.
Luke, stop. Stop.
He's too respectful.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to make fun of her.
Aww. So nice.
Oh, man.
I don't remember no more. I don't make fun of my wife.
Gosh. That is
such a putz.
Yeah, right. She's funny.
Extremely funny.
Even when she's... just got snot running out of her nose, and she's digging in there with a big old Kleenex.
I know we were talking about, our friends were just over, and they were like, Emma asked Caleb, what would you do if a guy hit on me? He's like, oh, no, I'd probably start a conversation with him.
I see where he's coming from.
Luke was like, what do you think I'd do? I was like, yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
Why?
Especially now, because I got snot dripping down my nose.
Gotcha.
Guys don't care.
And I don't, my eyelashes aren't colored, so you can't see them, so I look like a boy sometimes.
You never look like a boy.
I'm not trying to talk down on myself, okay?
No, but I'm literally, you never look like a boy.
This is supposed to be funny, not like, Liv, you're beautiful. I know.
Definitely don't.
I know, shut up.
I'm gorgeous. Have you seen my husband? He's beautiful. Just beautiful.
See, she's gorgeous. My daughter's gorgeous, and she look at her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Look at me. She's I'm beautiful.
Come on, Luke. Come on, Luke.
My dad's telling you to do it.
Do it, please.
She's an angel.
Please do it.
Angel flying too close to the ground.
Please do it for
me, please. Can you just tell me I'm pretty? Because you're really pretty to me.
What's that?
Is that from something?
I don't know I don't know where she's
Olivia's
from.
Olivia's a brain.
It's her brain that she is.
I don't know where she's from. Uh-huh. You.
She's the inventor of that. Did you because you were always funny doing voices, but what, you know, when did you start doing that?
Like when did I Recently? Start speaking? You tell me.
Huh?
How old was I?
No, I mean doing like funny voices.
Other voices. Huh.
Well, here's the thing. This is something I realized because Luke was out of town this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, freedom. Like I dance around the house. I talk to myself all the time, like in goofy voices. Mm-hmm. So I always have talked to myself in a goofy voice. Yeah. But I've just recently talked in a goofy voice around other people.
It's true.
Because I have this thing where I think if I'm being crazy, I'm just doing it to get attention. But really, I'm just like, I just really like talking in goofy voices sometimes.
Me too.
So yeah. I don't know why.
You ever crack yourself up? You just...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm literally in the car. I laugh to myself all the time.
I'll come up with a voice. I'm like, okay, I got to at least record this because I'll forget.
Dude, yes. Sometimes Luke will be in the car when I'll do that. I'll just start doing this random voice and I'll just start dying laughing. He's like, it's not really that funny. But I'm like...
I think Olivia does this hilarious. Too, but I was just telling my friends this weekend that... you like to look in the mirror and cry. You and Olivia do that. And they go, they're just laughing. Like, what kind of person does it take to do that?
You said you
a
did
psychopath.
That,
psychopath.
Right?
No, they didn't think that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They were thinking more like
this.
Genius sort of like acting or, you know.
Well, because you'll be like really distraught. Nice I used to go into it. My room when I was like 12. I'd be like so mad at you or mom or something. And I go. And then I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd just be like. Look at myself over the shoulder.
Yeah. Then turn around.
And just like kind of like position myself so I'm like in a movie. I always just think I'm in a movie. So I'll just be like, how would I look in this shot? Yeah.
Do you ever do this? You ever cry into a pillow and then you get up and you look in the mirror? You look and then go back to the pillow and get up.
So you do this. What do I want to look like?
I don't get it. Well, it's ridiculous.
They weren't being rude about it. They were actually like, that's a certain kind of person that might do
That's
great
called
things.
A mental disorder.
Yeah. We didn't have counseling back then or anything anywhere we could go
we had our
with these kinds of issues.
In our mirror.
Oh my gosh, yes. But it felt good to cry. I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't do it a lot, but when I did, it is so good for you. And they said now that I've there's a guy who, an actual guy who studies tears. I think we saw that at Ron's.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ron talking about that?
Yeah, Ron.
Guy studies tears, and they study the actual tears that you cry.
That's what's in them.
And they say what's in them is it's your body releasing stress. It's releasing stress chemicals.
Makes sense.
That's really cool.
Sounds healthy.
Because that's what it feels like.
Can you, like, save them and then put them in a little bowl like Harry Potter and then, like, go back to your
What I like to try to do is kind of, like, save them, dry them out, and then make them into a powder, and then...
Snort them. Yeah.
There's a lot of drug references going on.
We're not talking about drugs.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, what were you doing?
We're talking about bath salts.
No, I was just talking about...
We're talking about tear salt.
I don't know. Just trying to be creative. And it always goes to a drug reference, so dang it.
It does?
Yeah. Well, just today. Luke, what's up, man?
Oh, you know. I just pulled my back today.
What?
Doing what?
Stop.
Lifting weights.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hurt real bad. Yeah, I was like, I was lifting and normally, I don't know, it hurt really bad. Like I wasn't able to like stand up, you know, like it just.
What were you doing? What exercise?
Their shoulder like raises, lateral.
That's an important shoulders. Raises. Do the shoulders because it gives you that V.
Yeah, you got to get the shoulders big. So that was what I was doing. And I just tweaked it. But whenever I get hurt, Liv's really skeptical. Because I'm like an attention-seeking person. Because I'm like I think we talked about this before, but like.
But you get skeptical of his pain?
Yes, and my sicknesses.
I'm a terrible person, you guys. I know.
Well, because like I came home from Colorado snowboarding. My tailbone hurt really bad. So it was like really hard for me
to
stand up. Yeah, right in
the ice. My mom's so disappointed in me. She goes, you have to have empathy. I know what I should have.
Well, then do it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Well, here's the thing. here's my point of view. Mm-hmm. So he comes home and his back has been hurting since he got home because he fell on his tailbone. And then he was fine during the day working out. And then all of a sudden he's all like, I can't move. And then he's like, can you massage my back? I was like, sure. So I was like, sure, honey. My gosh, I'd love to do your that. But really, I was like, fine.
You were on TikTok while you had a machine doing it. Literally, I have like a massage gun. Yeah, and he left it in one place. I know.
And the massager just kind of slides off his back. Exactly. And she's like massaging the mattress. Yeah. Honey, what are you doing?
That's exactly what happened. And then
I'm here for you. What?
And then he's like, it literally hurts so bad. So what I thought was I was a little skeptical because I was like, you're fine the whole day. Like, I don't get it. Because I'm thinking it's from like him being hurt from snowboarding. But then he's like, I was like, did something else happen? And he was like, oh, yeah, I was lifting weights and then I pulled out. And then I was more like, oh, that's too bad.
Were you like, dang it?
I was like,
springing.
I don't know why I was like frustrated because I was like, we're supposed to play tennis. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Should be saving yourself for tennis.
I know. I was like, yeah. So selfish.
It's an active guy going snowboarding, going lifting weights, playing tennis.
Mm-hmm. Trying to stay active.
I went up to Micro Center today, the computer store, and
oh, yeah.
You know, you see just these guys that you can tell they play, they're on their computers a lot. Yeah.
There's a look.
Yeah. You ever see these guys that like have the straight shoulders? They're like squared off.
Yeah.
And, but he was, you know, he was a normal looking guy.
Yeah.
It's like, they just have the real broad shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. He didn't look like he did any of what you were doing.
Yeah. You can kind of like spot computer people.
I mean, he was having his wife carry the box.
Their wrists are the same size as their like arm, whole arm. Just like a straight down pole.
Just like a picture you would draw as a 4-year-old of a person. The arm just goes straight down. No elbows.
Big
just straight down.
Yeah.
Like a big triangle, a
legs
long
do
triangle.
The same. Not bow-legged, but legs don't touch at all.
At all.
At all.
At all.
Not even close.
Not even close. Can't even bend them. You can't bend them now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
What you guys want to talk about, I actually did some production. You want to do some production? That's I was, and if I don't know, you guys might not be into this at all, but you might, but I love talking about music and I love studying it and I love critiquing it. And I'm a big country music, love to hate it.
Oh, I love it.
And I do too. I really do have a soft place in my.
Did you know I made a.
Did you hear that good music going by just a second?
Really? Was that rap?
I made a playlist. Wow. Of all the songs that we used to listen to together, Dad.
Really?
And I listened to it last night, and I literally cried in my car.
Did you really?
I was just like,
really?
The house that built
oh,
me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Miranda Lambert? Yep.
I have that on the playlist.
That song's really
too.
Sad.
It won't is. Take nothing but a memory. That's really good. From the house that built me.
Of course, and we sold that house last year.
Yeah, so I was like,
Do you miss that house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that house is awesome.
It's the best house ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you liked this house.
Well, this house is good, but that house was...
It's full of memories.
Yeah, it's true. But we were just next door to that house a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Hanging out the Wagners.
Yeah. That's where we got married while we had our reception there.
Oh,
true.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That house served its purpose.
It did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dad, your music. Nobody cares about our attachments to a house.
I love you so much.
Oh, I played this before you nabbed me. Why you guys
so
are nabbing me.
I can't even tell you how much I love you. You're special to me, you're special to me. I'm lucky to have you as part of my life. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Have you heard this, Luke?
Mm-mm. I love you.
They should play
so
this at the
much.
UN every time
I love
they get
you
together.
So
the EU.
I just can't even tell you how.
Yeah, that was
much
a great. It was a cassette tape when I got it, and I'd play it for the kids when they would be napping. Mm. And it was so sweet.
And also on the
and
other
the
side,
ABCs and
remember
the one,
you had
two,
it,
three.
And it would like fade in and out to help you go to sleep. The babies go to sleep. I love you.
Ooh.
I love you so.
That actually kind of bothered me, I think.
It did?
In and
it
out.
Did that?
As a child?
I think
no, that would bother me if it was going in and out. But that gave me some like Sound of Music acoustic, you know, when they do Edelweiss
oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Ooh,
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
Wait, did you want to tear that song apart or something?
Huh? What, that one there?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was like the most beautiful
Actually,
song
I
want to
use
heard.
It for our outro. You think that would work?
Yes.
Like when we do our outro for the podcast.
I love it.
Yeah, it's very positive.
Just leave people with a good feeling.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opening song yet, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, I was going through some country solos and talked about guitar solos. Mm-hmm. Luke plays some guitar.
Yes.
And how these are the best players. They're Nashville guitar players, right?
Yeah.
These guys are the best of the best. And I just think that a lot of them just are sound alike and, you know, and they're not really, they're just kind of there. They just kind of put them in as like, an ingredient for a song that just has to be there. And I am.
Does
like,
this have to do with the 8-weight boom that you came up with?
This is not 8-weight boom. This is just another element of country music where I just went to bro country. I just typed in bro country on Spotify. And
Florida, Georgia
the first
line.
One I came up with a Florida, Georgia line song.
Yeah.
It's called This Is How We Roll.
Oh, I love this one.
This is, and now if you don't know the songs, and I'm not going to listen to the whole song, but it's just up to the solo.
Yeah.
And just kind of listen to like.
This is how we roll.
It's leading up to the solo. There you go. It goes right into Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's in this?
Yeah.
And we wanna have fun.
What?
So what do you think about that one? What was your take on that solo? I think it was good.
I thought it was great.
Well, anyone that comes that comes out with Luke Bryan singing, that's some bro country.
Guitar solo, right?
The guitar was just kind of that. That was kind of middle of the road. That's a lot of the licks that they do are just kind of these. They're not really to the song. They're just what they call licks, or they're called just riffs. Mm-hmm. Really, what they are. You hear them in almost every song that these guitar players will do. They got the same sound in the song.
Yeah.
They all use a Paul Reed Smith guitar. It all sounds the same.
Yep.
But
I would have preferred Luke Bryan to do the voicing of the guitar solo.
Right.
I would have preferred that.
Just
that's what I would prefer. Either. Well, at least not in the beginning.
Well, you could almost take that
sounded great
solo
Luke.
And plug it in to any other country song.
Well, here, listen to this one. This one's one of my favorite, Brantley Gilbert, who is just bro country. He's quintessential bro country.
I wish my name was Brantley.
He like wears the big rings and he's got his hat down there.
Yeah.
He's like, this one's from
name,
a song
my
called
Brantley Gilbert.
Called Bottoms Up. Here we go. This is solo on this one.
This is a jam, though.
I love this song.
Yeah. Get him up. I kind of like the tone on this one.
Yeah. There's not much there.
Ooh, I like
though.
That better.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was a little better because it had a little more tone to it, a little more
70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel like they'll do like 1, 2, 3 like, and then just wow, hold it. Wow, and then be like 1, 2, 3. But to me, I'm like, that sounds sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. And I think the reason they redo it a lot and have to hear the same thing is because it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard that Nick Jonas? That's what I think
about everything.
Oh yeah. You want me to pull it up?
You should pull that up. Is that from a while ago?
Like a few years ago?
I think a few years ago. Where it shows.
Yeah, I type in Nick Jonas to YouTube. It's Nick Jonas guitar solo. That's the first thing that comes up.
He made fun of it too.
Oh yeah, he was very sweet. Yeah, he was very sweet about it.
Beefed it.
Here we go. I think this is what you're talking about right here.
What happened? How did that happen? Because he knows how to play, right?
Well, I don't know. I never really saw him do a solo.
Oh, Kevin, so he hasn't. So he wasn't normally the guitar player.
Was he?
No, it was Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He did
okay.
more drums, but
maybe they just forgot to tune it.
That's like the worst nightmare.
Yeah, it's almost okay. It's almost, but
yeah.
It's okay.
That's for real. I'm glad you remembered that one. This next one is called from the just one of the other kings of bro country. That would be the great Jason Aldean. Moment of silence.
These are all yams.
What's that? These are jams. People. In fact, I said they are jams. It's like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, they put me in a mood. Yes.
They do. This one's called from Take a Little Ride. Mm-hmm. Take a Little Ride with You. Let's check out the solo on this one. Does it not sound pretty similar?
Oh, yeah. They're all the same.
I like this one, though.
Yeah, I like it. Well,
I'm just ready to ride a little bit more going on.
Yeah, that was a little funkier, though.
Wait, what did you sing for karaoke? Did you sing a country song when you karaoke, Luke?
Oh, probably. I think deep down I could be a country singer.
Luke could be. I can't remember. Yeah. He has a great country music voice.
What did you sing?
He had a song.
Hold on, I have it written down.
I can't remember the name.
Hold on. It was something super dumb.
Something about those songs just makes you feel like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, seriously. It's like you're driving down old country
roads. I pass
Trader
Joe's and I'm like, oh, the world is ending. And then I listen to a nice country song. I'm like, oh, everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. Just going to go chill at the lake and eat some Doritos.
Yeah.
And live my life.
Should write that song right there.
That would be a hit.
All right, ready?
That's how you write songs.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, to be young, wild, free, in love. That's my chorus.
We should do our song that we wrote.
Good.
Dear operator man. That was- And do it like a daddy can.
What?
Yes, that's all we have. Dear Operator Man, it's a song about a guy writing a letter to the operator.
Who's his uncle?
By me.
Who's in jail?
It's the worst.
Very relationally confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
To paint the picture, three of us sitting at the piano. Was that what it was?
No, we were in the Sunshine Room.
We were at the piano.
I can't remember.
And you were playing piano.
I'm trying to forget.
We were trying to write a beautiful medley.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Dear Operator Man is what
Dear Operator. Wait, it was Dear Operator Man. Can you do it like my daddy can? And it was meant in an innocent way. It was. It's the most. It's
like operate phones, right?
Right, right.
Well, yeah. His daddy used to be a phone operator.
Yeah.
And he was calling him because he missed his daddy by calling his dad on the operating.
On the operating
machine.
On the operating line.
But I think at one point he was in jail or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about these solos, though? They all, within a 3 second, almost 3 seconds, are at the same time of the song.
Yeah.
There are four or five of these that are at 205. Really? That's when the guitar solo starts.
No way.
That's how locked in.
You know when you need it.
That's what you have on there, like 205.
Yeah. Well, you know that people are, like, in the music industry are just cranking these songs.
Yeah.
As
well, they say it's there's like only like six people in like almost most of the
that do
Europe and America that write all the songs of not just country songs.
Well, you can tell.
I know. It's so
but it works.
Keep them hermetically sealed.
It's like, would you rather be the best artist or best selling artist? Like, you know?
Yes.
Because that doesn't always
I can do both.
I do both, but
yeah.
Well, they said the concept of how they do it now is so different because they used to create a hit and play it, and then people loved it, so they kept asking for you to play it. Now they put hits out there and they repeat it over and over again, so it makes you like it, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
You almost have to like it.
Because it's familiarity. Now, so
it becomes familiar, and then you've had memories around it, but you didn't like ask for them to keep playing it. They just kept pounding it.
No, this is what you're going to like. This is the song you're going to like.
That's what they do with all genres. Genres.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're doing with their whole
world. That's true. They always say that. They always be, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they play it.
You know why? Because you've loved the last 10.
But before we used to request. It was all requests.
Yeah. You used to call. We used to listen to the radio station, and you'd call the guy. The DJ and say, "Hey, dude, play this song." Be all right.
That's what I did.
We'll put it in there.
I used to call into the Brown Bag Lunch 99.1 Joy FM.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, they used to have Brown Bag Lunch specials. The KLTY they'd have at the mall. They have Brown Bag concerts.
Yeah, really? Go to the mall and do that because we did.
They'd have
what song
concerts.
Did you request?
I always requested cartoons by, like, I was singing the other day. What if cartoons got saved? By Chris Rice?
I don't know that. It sounds cute.
It's amazing. We even had it on our computer, but I just wanted the radio to play it for me.
I would do Give Me Your Eyes.
Oh, I love this song. Or I'd play Breakfast by Newsboys. And the toast is
burnt. I remember the old Brown Bag Lunch.
I love the Newsboys.
I love this song.
Everybody's just losing it.
I know. This song is amazing.
I was singing the other day. What if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole new way.
Did you know this song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, this was out.
Yeah, I was thinking the other
2004.
What if cartoons got saved? They start singing praise in a whole
Then he does a bunch of cartoons here.
Yeah. What I mean, listen to close. Fred and Wilma.
Oh, I think I've heard this.
Sing Yabba-Dabba-Looyah.
Did we see this in concert before? Who is this?
Chris Rice. I don't think we did.
Not
Denton. And the Jetsons' dog named Astro.
Ruia. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Because I was thinking the other day.
Yeah.
What if so good.
Good stuff.
Did you ever hear that song, Libby?
I think Pepe Le Pew needs to get good. Saved. I don't know.
I guess so.
He's been in the news.
Poor
Pepe
Le Pew.
Peppa the Pig?
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Is that the frog?
He was a...
Is that the frog?
He was a very handsy skunk.
Yeah, he was French. He was always trying to go
He was
go
a very handsy
cat.
French skunk who used to... he would
make
passes on this cat with a... Had a paint on his back.
And white stripe.
Yeah.
Like a skunk.
Peppa the Pig.
It was very, very harmless. It just can't fly. It's just not very correct.
Right.
Hey, let's do a double shot of Luke Bryan. That's the next on here. That Drunk on You.
Oh, yes.
This is from Drunk on You. Let's look into the solo.
Hey, Drunk on You. Drunk
there
on
he is.
And high on summertime.
Riffs, that's all it is.
Is this a newer song?
Let's slip on out where it's
this is a I don't know, Drunk on You is probably in the last 10 years.
Yeah, five years.
I don't know country very well.
And then we'll go straight to a double shot of Luke with This Is Country Girl. This is a solo.
Shake it for me, girl.
Shake it for me. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Did he say
like
guitar?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good though. I like the guitar solo. I don't like the song.
That was pretty good at the end. Pretty much
such a hit.
Yeah. It's but nothing really stands out. Yeah. Really, does it?
Nothing. Yeah, like I get a little groove with it, but nothing's like
you know
making me
right.
That doesn't make you want to shake it.
It's for the girl.
Well, he's not
Please.
A girl.
Yeah, I'm not a girl. He wasn't
country boy. Shake it for me, boy.
That is the 2021 version.
Hey.
Yeah.
Country
yeah.
person shaking for me.
Person.
You can't even say country. Area person.
Non-area
person.
Area.
Do a movement. Show some movement.
I take every song to the lawyers now.
I know. Excuse me, sir. You're canceled. Twitter's going to cancel us.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's run through a few more here. This is Beer with the Boys. This is Chase Rice.
Beer with the Boys.
Beer with the Boys. Here we go. In these sheets, you like them eyes on me. Beat some beer with the boys in and out of the wind. A little double guitar, yeah, it sounds like. That just sounds like this guy woke up in the morning like, oh, I got to do a solo. Oh, here it is.
So essentially the lyrics are that making all good loving is better than having a beer with the boys.
Having a beer with the boys. It's got to be good. It must be good. It must be good.
Having every night of the week.
Every night.
Beer with the boys.
We got to do a lyric study.
What is his wife like? Oh,
times.
Honey, that's so nice.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
You better than a beer with the boys?
Thanks, babe.
That's so a flattering. That's a high bar. Really? You're just saying that, aren't you? There's another Florida Georgia Line song. It's called Round Here. Another bro song, classic. Let's see. I want to say this was not until 2:14 of the song. It's a few seconds after. Let's see. I do like this song a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. Sensation in my ear. Feeling all right. Saturday night, that's how we do it around here. Yeah, that's how we do it. Does he say guitar? Here.
Guitar. Yep. Gotta go. I like this one.
Very scaly. Are they the same length each solo? They seem about like two measures.
Yeah. It only, I think, well, the longest one would have been, like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 to 12 seconds. Yeah. That's about all it is. Now, I wanted to give everybody a break here let's see, which one's that going to be? Did I write it down? Oh, which one is that one? Go fill in the space.
Sports.
Day in the news.
This is today. it's a stormy one out there today, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I did.
We've got old Stormy Jones coming in from this.
Oh, okay. I was going to give
you. From the south.
I was going to give us a break. Stormy Jones.
Stormy Jones from the south.
Why don't they name storms? They name hurricanes.
I know.
You'd have to go so quickly.
Stormy Jones.
Rainy Day Ricky.
It's has coming to in. Be an alliteration.
It's Slayton Sally. She's slating up the place.
She's sleety.
She's a sleety girl.
Oh, she's cold.
Sally.
She's cold. Stormy Jones.
Stormy Jones.
Stormy Jones. Hey, I find this is, I wanted to give us a break just to kind of get back to actual country music.
Yeah.
This is just a little from Wagon Wheel from Darius Rucker.
Oh, thank you.
A little fiddle solo. Mama like the wind and the rain. Notice how you'll feel a little bit lighter after this. You like Darius?
Yeah.
Great in concert.
Wait, what is this song talking about?
Rocking chair. Amazing.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah.
Love it.
Feels like I'm Silver Dollar City.
Getting some kettle
molasses.
Corn.
Kettle corn and
molasses.
I love it.
It's just a groove.
This one right here. When he goes choppy.
Didn't that feel good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So good.
Remember when you went to that concert, Livy?
No.
Oh, you guys went to the concert and you were a little.
Really?
You're in a big old blanket.
That was a Brad Paisley
drunk
concert.
Drunk girl fell on top of me.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
I love Brad Paisley.
They were
He's
being
good
really
guitar,
sweet to you,
Brad
but
Paisley.
They were really kind of.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Brad
that's
Paisley?
That's interesting that you said that because I was going to go into.
Brad Paisley, I think he's good at guitar.
Yeah. He's an amazing guitar player, but to me, he's a supreme enigma of guitar solos.
What's that mean?
Break that down for me.
It means.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
I think they're a mess.
Yes.
They're a wonderful mess. He's an extraordinary guitar player,
yeah.
But his solos are just crazy.
Yeah. Like in a good way or a
like,
bad way?
I don't think they're in a good way.
Huh.
And they're a mess. You know how I think a good solo is like with like Hotel California? You can sing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the melody.
Yeah. None of his, you could, I could sing.
You proceed to do the whole Hotel California guitar.
No, I'll start beginning. I'm going to start beginning that album. Hotel California. Okay, here's Witchy Woman right now.
Well, like what song?
I love that song. So
like what's an example of a Brad Paisley song?
Bradley, I've got a few. This one's from Tix, called Tix.
Oh, that's a crazy solo.
This is a crazy. Listen to this one, see what you think. Great voice, good harmonies.
There's lots of places that are hard to reach.
Oh, yeah. Weird. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so when you make me pay attention to it, it's like, yeah, I know.
It's like a fly on the window when it.
Yes. Ding, ding,
ding. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I get it. It's technically amazing, but it's just like, it has.
No,
it's just nonsensical to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I love it.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, it still sounds good.
Now, listen to this one. I'm just going to give a few examples just to flush this out because I need help. From Remind Me, he did the song with Carrie Underwood.
Remind
Me. Check out the solo on this one, which is an amazing song. But listen.
Don't just assume I know.
It sounds like
it's bad.
It sounds like he's like pulling the string and just like pulling it up,
flinging
and
it at your soul.
It. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That was pretty bad.
It's like
maybe it's like his guitar.
It's too much. It's just too much shoved in there.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Weird.
I'm so torn on him.
Mm.
Because it's like
that is the music.
He's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah, that just kind of slips in there, and it's like, whoa!
But
it's just nonsensical. It doesn't fit the song, you know.
Yeah,
I can see on a wacky kind of quirky song.
Yeah, it definitely didn't fit that song. Because
what do we know though? He's probably sitting somewhere on his own private island.
He doesn't care. No. I mean,
picking away at the strings.
Nobody cares what we think about.
He's probably somewhere looking at his phone.
I was thinking about that the other day. Just like, what are famous people doing right now while I'm watching a movie of them in it?
Right.
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah. No telling.
Yeah.
They're probably firing up a pizza or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably eating chocolate covered almonds.
Yeah. Probably true. Well, we watched, what's it called? Architectural Digest, where like they'll go into famous people's houses and like give them all the whatever, show the people the houses. None of them have like, a lot of famous people don't have TVs at all.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, this is where my kids play with their iPads on Saturdays. And this is Neil Patrick Harris's house.
Oh,
and like,
we
this is
one.
Where we read.
Yeah.
I like the Brookston houses. I think that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. Brownstone.
Mm-hmm. Brownstone.
Yeah. Brownstone. I got Brooklyn confused, but yeah, they didn't seem like they had their living room.
A Brookstone house sounds amazing too.
It does.
That's all the gadgets. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway.
I was thinking Brookside, like the chocolate.
Brookside,
Stone. Yeah. Stone. Is that Brookstone?
Yeah. What have we been? We've been watching any?
No, like, but we watched a crazy movie last night that my mom suggested we watch.
Thanks a lot, Grammy.
Oh,
yeah.
It was dark.
Nice. What was it called?
It's called I Care a Lot.
I Care a Lot. It was called.
Oh,
it's by the lady who scams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was in it?
Old folks' home.
That really good actor from Game of Thrones. He was.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
I wish he was in it more, but yeah. And then the lady, I don't like
He's
her.
He's an elf, is he not? Peter Dinklage?
He is.
Yeah.
Is that what
Call me, what did he say?
Call me elf one more time.
Did he say elf?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little. You're an angry
you're
elf.
You're an angry elf.
Oh, I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a couple more here, and then I'm gonna give you a nice little.
Yeah, but if you see that movie, it's beautiful. Did you see the preview for it?
Oh,
I started it.
Yeah. This one is from the song Water.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
That song Water?
Oh, yes.
Let's listen to the solo. Yes, oh. Water. Here we go.
Let her go, boys.
That's cool. That was
I'm sorry, a little better.
Was
that, was that rap basically?
Yeah, that was
better. Oh, that was a lot better.
I love that.
He's got to throw that in.
But he did do that. Yeah, yeah, he had that little blur.
That little chipmunk
show me
run.
How fast you can play the guitar.
I enjoyed it.
That was a good one.
That was a little better. And the last one I have here is American Saturday Night. Let's see what's up.
My great, great, great granddaddy.
This is what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
I bet he never, ever dreamed we'd have all this.
Here it comes. Do you think you could sing along or sing that? Is anybody humming? That's what the crazy guy on the corner. That's what.
The guy that yells past our house at 4 a.m.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song.
It's from Brad Paisley.
Is that a Brad Paisley song?
What's that one song? What's that one song you like?
Guess that song. There's just so much going on.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
And the transition what about to the, when he sings is kind of choppy or weird.
Sounds like he's adding that little like what reverb.
Well, I can sing like carry on
whammy,
my
whammy bar. Yeah,
I like carry on my whoa, whoa.
Carry on my wayward song. I can sing that.
So I'll do that maybe next show. We'll throw in some actual amazing solos.
I think, my favorite solo is the one from Bohemian Rhapsody. I love
that. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's so fun.
That gives me chills.
It does. Yeah. It's like, it goes with the song. It's more melodic.
This one is kind of just like, Brad, what you got, man?
Yeah, because he'd be like, play it, boys.
Yeah.
Guitar, get him.
Brad, I love your playing. You sound like a woman,
like a one bird on fire.
One of them women from India that's singing them temples things.
Oh, Dad. You can't say that nowadays.
Come on.
You sound like one of them persons that make noise with their mouth.
Wait, is this... What I'm saying is, you mean for a funeral?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, with these solos, they're not melodic. They're just riffs. They're just riffs, and And when you hear a melodic solo, you go, ooh.
Yeah.
You should make a country song.
I have made a country song.
And look.
And this is my one husband, Luke, and my other husband, look.
All four of you should write a song.
We had that
Brad Paisley. The sun goes down.
We had that Brad Paisley song at our wedding.
That was our first dance.
Did I ever tell you about the lady who put in my fake teeth? The dentist.
Your fake teeth?
I have, what do you call them?
Crowns.
Veneers. Are you even my veneers? Real dad?
Hey.
You barely knew him the other way.
Yeah, Chippy.
He had to have it done. His teeth are little.
Old Chippy Jones.
That's me.
It had to be done.
Stormy Jones.
And they still are little. That's the way. I can't get decent sized, normal sized teeth. Even my head won't allow it.
Let me see.
Wait, tell us about the lady.
Anyway, she was an oversinger. My dentist.
An oversinger?
Yeah, the lady who didn't. She my dentist. She was an oversinger. She sang like too much.
Oh.
I'd be like with the mouth open. Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like that?
Yeah.
That annoys me more than anything in the world.
Well, I'd never heard anything like it. I didn't know what to do.
I hate that.
There was a phase of Justin Bieber in 2014 where he did so many runs with his voice. Every single time he said a line, he'd just be like, oh, holy night. And I was like, it's like Jennifer Hudson.
Luke just wants to show off his voice.
No, it's just like too much because it's impressive, but it's like unnecessary.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's why I don't like opera kind of singers because they do too much vibrato for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's about dynamic. It's about not, if you hit somebody with that same intensity, then it's you can't enjoy it.
It's just like pounding every single.
It's too much.
Like it's like a movie. If everything was a chase scene, you'd be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
There's a song like Maverick City and like Upper Room, like Worship, whatever. They did a session together, and there's one of them where the whole song, just the girl is just riffing.
Oh, that's so distracting. Whole
time. I literally get so max. I'm like, I love this song. Yeah.
Something we discuss on a later show.
Oh, yeah.
Is Worship.
Yes.
Yeah. There's
we're going to fix Worship. Okay. we're gonna fix modern Worship. So just everybody tune in. It's going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with it. We know a guy.
Yes. Us experts.
Yes.
Over here.
We have been in the church. We go to three churches for crying out loud. Yes. We know what we're talking about.
We go to three different churches.
We've heard it all.
Imagine a church being called Rebirth.
Wow.
Oh, I'm deaf.
That's going to be the name of my church.
Well, there's a Catholic church called the Immaculate Conception.
We're so happy you've came here to
There's a lot of weird names for Catholic churches. Ascension.
What are y'all doing after Rebirth? Anyway, oh, that would be a good, the Love Offering, my Southern Gospel group, that would be a good, that's their home church.
Rebirth.
Oh, yeah, you should do that. That'd be good. Of Juliet.
What's that?
It could be Rebirth of Juliet, Mount Juliet or whatever.
Mount Juliet in Tennessee.
What would the youth group name be?
Oh, my gosh. Rebirth. It used to be.
Fetuses.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
That's it.
They used to have like numbers in them, like.
Oh yeah, like F3. Yeah.
What did
Z? F297.
The youth
two
did,
zone.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated zones. Kid zone.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
We had energy zone.
Energy zone. Yeah. Oh man.
Well, really, you were talking about our friend who does all the packaging for churches, but before people had none of that. They didn't have a branding. Or a package or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, you go here and you go there.
Here's the pamphlet. This is what we're doing this Sunday.
Yeah, and it's just like written take on a sheet of paper.
Take or leave it. This is what you wear.
Here's our map.
You see Mike in the back? Stand up, Mike. And all right, all the kids, go with Mike.
Exactly.
Go with Mike. Get up.
Go up. Mike and his wife, Cindy.
He's
going to
take you downstairs, give you some crackers. Yeah. Going to do some puppets and stuff.
Memorize some verses.
And shoot, that Saddleback. They're going to ruin everything.
That was a sacred thing.
This ain't about what you want, people. What you need.
It was a church that had we had to go listen
Rick
to
Warren.
The whole
thing. Yeah, he was kind of one of the first church guys, the first
rebranding. Our Purpose Driven Church was awesome.
Yeah, huge.
Take off of that.
He wrote 40 Days of Purpose. Was that called Purpose Driven Life? Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had to go to the Purpose Driven Church seminar.
Yes.
Mm.
And that's kind of when things changed, actually.
Culty. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know if it is or not.
It was very cult. Cults are fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say they are very.
Well, there's a reason
at the beginning,
people join them.
And it has to be. It's community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to rope those people.
Well, we had to get roped into a guy that was Gothard, right? Oh, it was Gothard, right? And then someone paid for us to go to the conference, and Dad and I ditched it, went to a really good Mexican restaurant downtown Dallas.
That's right. Well, we can only have one child. We can only have one child, but the music is wonderful.
No, they want you to have 25 children.
Oh. Holy.
Well, that's my cult.
All boys.
That's your cult. One child. Yeah.
You can only have one child. All right, a couple more before we finish here. Okay, this is a good solo.
Yep.
Keith Urban.
I love Keith Urban.
Is a wizard.
Yes.
I think he's
so good.
He's got magical
powers.
He was good
in camp.
It's in his hair.
We saw him in concert.
His hair.
Yeah.
Any man that can get a girl taller than him is a wizard.
Have you seen his teeth before he got them done?
No,
I don't really pay attention to that.
He had a Michael Strahan.
Yeah. He had that look of that guy who won World Idol.
That's so rude.
I love that guy. He's such a great singer. The one that sings the Hallelujah song.
Niles Larson or whatever his name.
Imagine Ed Sheeran, but like 10 times not worse looking.
Who are you describing?
I don't know his name. Neil Larson.
Niles.
That's
Lars Nielsen.
Lars Nielsen, is that his name?
It's Willie Nelson.
Where is he from? Norway or Sweden?
I'm telling you,
he's
his
Willie
voice
Nelson, Sweden.
Makes up for it and more.
Play his voice.
Oh, what's
and
his,
he does country it? Music now.
I'm gonna put Lars
Kurt,
Nielsen.
I think it's Kurt.
Is that his name? Oh, Kurt Nielsen.
Kurt, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wait, so
well, let's
good.
Play these two before we go, and we'll play. We'll end it out with Kurt.
Yeah.
This is a Keith Urban solo, and he's got so many. If folks, do yourself a favor, listen to "Stupid Boy" by Keith Urban. Go to three minutes 40 seconds in the song. Listen to that solo. That's what a solo is supposed to sound like, but it's too long for tonight. So I'm gonna play this from "You're My Better Half."
Oh, that's
remember
cool.
that song?
Yeah.
Listen to this solo. How beautiful it is. See how you see how he doesn't overplay.
Right,
he didn't try
it.
To jam a bunch of notes in. He lets the guitar ring out. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And go ahead and Google Keith Urban pre-dental work.
Google it. You always say Google weird.
I do.
Google it.
You can say, try this. You can say, dude, you should totally Google it. You don't have to touch your lips together.
Dude, you could totally
Google it.
That's weird.
Dude, you can totally Google it.
Dude, you could totally Google it.
That's what we were talking about, though.
That's what I want to do. I want to have people.
He kind of does look like Ed Sheeran.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, no, this is Kurt. Oh, Kurt this Nielsen. Guy does. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Adorable.
I know. Okay. I love this guy.
And, you know, and then I'm going to do one more really, really quick cute. One that I think some of the best solos are the shortest and the most simple ones. And this is not a country song. But this is one of my probably top five favorite.
It's like one of your songs.
Guitar solos. Absolutely not.
Why do you have a guitar right now? Wait,
what's happening?
I was never in the Commodores. But this is who did this song.
Favorite. Oh, my God.
This is
my favorite.
Simple but perfect guitar solo.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Horns.
Okay.
A little distortion.
It might be perfect.
Four notes in the whole solo. Best thing you'll ever hear.
That's why I'm here.
Am I right or am I right?
I remember when I first heard that song, we were driving up to Mount Hermon as a kid to go to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, it was a long drive. So it was like, oh, it came on again. And then it came on again. And then I told my mom, I have to get that album.
Yeah.
And I never asked for an album before that. I think I was like sixth grade or seventh grade. It was just so beautiful.
Mom's first crush. How do you feel about that?
Actually, my sister literally did have a poster. She actually had a poster in her closet of...
Lionel Richie. I have posted Lionel Richie. Oh.
That was her only
you
crush.
You did?
No. Yep. We should
dancing on the ceiling.
Though.
We should.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Did what?
We should get a portrait of Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I'd be
put
I
at the entryway
the only
of our
poster
door.
She ever
do kids
had
do posters
somebody.
Anymore?
No.
We could do one of Luke Backstreet. Bryan and Lionel Richie because they're both on American Idol
they're
together.
They're like mixed.
Yeah. They are?
Together.
We gotta balance it.
Yeah, Lionel Richie is a treasure.
He is.
You know, he started out as, I think he was a sax player in the band. And he was like a background singer.
Duke Silver.
Yep.
Duke Silver. I like the...
Amazing.
He's favorite. I went to his concert too when I was in high school.
Duke Silver?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do know who that is.
And my friend that was with me cried all the way through it.
Oh, God. That was different music, though. It's so good.
Yeah. You know, I understand that. There's been one or two concerts I've like was moved to tears
just because
of that the artist meant so much to me.
Mm.
I'm not
concert.
Ashamed. That's so ashamed of that at all.
Tell us one. Was I with you?
Phil Keaghy was.
I
wasn't
cry.
There for and, that one, but that'd be good.
Gosh, what other? There's been other times I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, I cried in a Brad Paisley concert. Because a girl fell on top of me.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Full circle.
They're both. I know. You guys are just little kids laying on this blanket, having a good time.
We'll go up in the grass. There won't be any creeps up there. The oh, my gosh.
Well, they were the only swarming, those two girls.
Just teeming with creeps.
It wasn't that bad, but those two girls were pretty lit.
Yeah, they were
lit.
That's the church. Guy, that's our new church.
But the guy lit. Next
we're
to
going
us.
To lit, dude.
That's the name oh, of the youth group it's at lit. Rebirth.
Yeah, yeah. Lit.
Yeah, there you go.
Lit. But they're on fire over there.
There was a guy next to us, and he said, "Hey, kids. Check that out. That's how you don't want to be when you grow up."
Yeah.
And that was bad.
Yes, I remember
bad.
That.
That
man.
Was yeah. bad.
Wasted.
And that was wasted. Bad. All right. Well, let's finish this out with a little bit of little Kurt Nielsen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who won World Idol. Oh, and you know who he beat?
Shania
came in second.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. She came in second.
She's a fantastic singer. I was listening to a song with her today.
She like, really is she's good. Really she's good. A screamer, yeah. but she's amazing.
She's gotten a little too much.
Can
recently.
We do that at some point?
Yeah, we should do
the screamers.
The Carrie Underwood and the Shania Clarkson.
Do that in another.
Yeah, no, they just scream the whole time. But their begin like earlier songs are amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
a lot of screaming going on. Okay, so this is She's well So High. Remember this song? She's So High.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Kurt?
This is Kurt, yeah, and he's Swedish,
he
right?
Won. Yeah, I think he's Swedish. He's so Swedish. Sweet. He sings country
she's
now.
Blood, flesh and bone. No tucks or silicone.
Mm-hmm.
She's touch, smells, I taste, and sound.
Sound.
But so somehow cool. I can't believe that anything should happen.
He's got a Christmas album, too.
You should do Hallelujah.
You gotta get to the end of this part. No, wait till you get to that part.
Gonna happen.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Gave him, this That's is what nice. He won.
Isn't that good?
So good.
Gosh, mm. so
That's
good.
How he won on that song.
Yeah. That dude. Because they said, they because he was on the trial where he was first on that show in Sweden. And he just came up and the judges they were just looking at him, just laughing. They said something about.
Because he looks like a noob.
They said, are you trying? Yeah, he looked like, he said, are you trying to win Middle Earth Idol?
Oh, that's so mean.
And he's just like, all right. Get out of the way. I'm going to start singing now.
That's what he said.
Amazing.
No, that's no, just
he
was, what
he really has, sweet. He has good confidence too. And amazing. I think he was a plumber or a handyman or something.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
And he's married.
Sorry to all those plumbers
time.
Out there. You're amazing. And I
but at the time that
work.
He won, he was married.
He looks
I think
like
he still is. I don't know.
Ed Sheeran was still a baby.
Yeah.
If Ed Sheeran had a baby with one of the goblins from
Gimli.
Yes.
From Lord of the Rings.
No, if it no, it's, if Ed Sheeran had
bless his heart
was married to
well, bless his heart.
A picket fence.
No.
Oh, no, come on. Stop
that
it.
Was good.
That was good.
No, come on.
That's funny.
All right, we'll just finish on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks guys for coming over.
Do your outro song.
Huh?
Yeah, your outro song. Outro.
What you mean this one?
I love you so much, I love you so much, I can't even tell you how much I love you. You're special to me, you're special to me, I'm lucky to have you as part of my life. I love you, 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 I love you. I love you so much, I love you so much, I can't even tell you how much I love you.